Hey Amanda, what exactly did you do during these 2 weeks?
In the last 2 weeks, I've been part of a project to do with the mirror, looking at and being part of what they call activist journalism, where I'm following journalists, potential journalists around, and looking to see exactly how they put together n the newspaper and exactly what goes in it. I've been to two, three outings to one to see the photo archives where they keep all the photos from that are done for the mirror before they go in the paper, and also to see the print works at Watford where you get to see the exact inside of how papers are printed and how they're put together, so you get to see step by step. And also had a chance to, in the first week, go and see a lady, a couple of ladies, bagpipers from Becontree Estates, which is one of the oldest estates in, apparently in the country, and see them playing, and then go and watch the journalist interview a 98-year-old lady in Becontree at one of the community halls where she grew up all her life.
What did you most enjoy? What did you learn during the 2 weeks?
What did I most enjoy? I most enjoyed going and seeing out to Becontree for one, and going to see watching the bagpipers and talking to the old lady and listening to her story, and also, most importantly, actually going to the photo archives and to the print works.
And what did you learn?
What did I learn? It's a lot of hard work. You don't realize the amount of input and data or information that actually goes into and all the different processes before the actual papers are put together.
Any regrets, things that you would have liked to do, but that didn't happen?
No, I quite enjoyed going to them places actually. One thing I wasn't too keen on was all the stairs in the print works, but that's just the way the print works is designed, so there's nothing really you can do about that.
Away.
I'll still go out and monkey and do some other stuff.
Why do you think this project is important? Do you think that the public should have more of a say on what news is reported and how it is reported?
Yeah, it's important because, such as like myself, people that don't know, that would just generally go pick up a paper, have a look at it, maybe 5 minutes, and then chuck it to one side. It's a chance for people such as like myself and general public to actually get to see how papers are put together, what actually it entails for people to be able to access papers to read them, and also for people, general public, it would be in there, it would be interesting for them if they wanted to do it to have a better knowledge and insight of how things work.
Thank you, Amanda. That sounds very interesting.
You're welcome.